ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria, and welcome back to ShareCare Radio. I'm excited to introduce a new monthly segment, the Travel Well segment, sponsored by Even Hotels. Even Hotels is a new wellness hotel brand to help travelers meet their wellness travel needs. I'm on the advisory board, as is my guest today, Dr. Drew Ramsey. Drew Ramsey is a psychiatrist at Columbia Presbyterian, author, and founder of National Kale Day, and he'll be talking to us today about how to beat the stress while traveling. Drew, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Daria, great to be with you again.
So this is something you are perfect to talk about, travel and stress. Okay, I know travel can be so stressful sometimes, especially when you're at the airport, train station, your flight's delayed. You know, what are some strategies for managing stress when you cannot control your airplane?
Well, you know, I think being in a state of travel is understanding how to enjoy being a little out of control, because it never is in our control, and anybody who travels these days, we know something is going to happen. So, my kind of top tips are preparation, right? I always like to have healthy food, healthy snacks with me, or to know something in the airport that I'm going, so I can use my time productively when I'm delayed. I think that's the main thing that really kind of ticks people off, that you lose mm-hmm. time. And then to remember that it's a big detriment to your health to get super frazzled and super stressed out when you're traveling, something bad happens. And that's where I think that handy practice of mindfulness and some mindful breathing is always useful to keep things in perspective.
That is really true. So you're right. If I have something with me, I can be working on an article, then it's not such a big deal if my flight's delayed a half hour or an hour because I'm being productive. So it's taking that with you and just in case.
Yeah, I've always got something to do, especially flights or something, where I'll bring along like a copy of The New Yorker or a magazine that I like, where, you know, or a journal just keep up with the literature in some way. So, I'm using my time, and I mean, Daria, you're a busy parent like I am. Honestly, sometimes when flights are delayed and I have a half an hour in the airport to myself, that's kind of nice, right? It's a little bit rare in the busy world mm-hmm. to get a little bit of free time, a little bit of found time, as we call mm-hmm. it. So
it is, and you're right. It's viewing it as such, as opposed to a total inconvenience. I like that, found time. I'm going to remember that next time I'm stuck in the airport. So, you know, you talked about mindfulness and mindfulness breathing. When you're on a business trip, that can add an additional stress because you have this need to be productive or yield something. You know, how can people manage stress with that? Is it that kind of mindfulness breathing, or are there any other tips?
Well, I think the mindfulness breathing I find is a big part, at least for me, of just staying centered. And I feel that no matter my level of preparation, when I walk into a meeting and I'm centered and I'm calm and I'm really present, people pick up on that right away. And I think that's something that you cultivate, you know, in the hours before an important meeting. It helps me stay focused as I do prepare, and then it helps me be present when I'm there. And I think people are always surprised, like, how easy that is. We kind of put a lot around the notions of mindfulness and meditation, and oftentimes people think these are really complex practices, and, you know, maybe I'm just too simple, but for me, mindfulness is just really being aware of my breath and being aware in these situations of stress that I forget to breathe, and I take really shallow breaths, and so instead, you know, I make sure and sit down as I'm reading the article that I've brought along in a magazine or working on something. I just really try and be very mindful of making sure my breaths are really deep and in through my nose, out through my mouth. It's a little bit like eating well, like one of those habits of just chewing your food mm-hmm. that is super simple, but it makes a huge difference for people.
As you're talking, I'm sitting here and I actually was doing that. I was trying to focus more on taking a breath in and out. And it's amazing. That's something that you can do in the middle of everything else going on around you. Even our listeners could be doing that right now.
Everyone listening should just take a really deep breath. One of the guys who taught me a lot about breathing was Jim Gordon at the Center for Mind-Body Medicine, and he has this great, you know, simple technique, the soft belly breath, where you just relax your belly, take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. And I think everybody who tries that right now, you just feel a little more present, a little more aware of your body, and that helps.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. So thank you for helping us all be a little more present. And you can also start, you know, when you're doing that, oh, my jaw is clenched, or I'm gripping something. The effects of stress are really having a palpable effect on my body too. and try to counteract
That's entirely right, and that's one of the advantages of kind of turning that focus inward a little bit is you notice, your shoulders are really scrunched, right? And your jaw is tight. And if you can just allow those things to relax, some people talk about breathing into those spaces, right? Mm-hmm. To really just focus for a few minutes on just settling yourself down. And often what I like about these techniques is, sometimes you can do them just as you're working, right? Mm-hmm. As I'm typing along and writing, I'll just really make sure and focus on my breath as well as the content.
I also like what you mentioned. You mentioned people think it can be overwhelming. I agree to meditation. I don't have time necessarily to build a meditation routine, but I'm breathing. Everybody has time to just take a second to breathe because they're doing it already. So,
yeah, and it's that simple definition. Mindfulness is just being present. It's being present moment to moment and being mindful of what you're feeling, what's in your mind, the stressors that you have. Just that simple attention helps them dissipate. But yeah, we sometimes make this too complicated, and that's too high of a barrier to entry when people are talking about, you got to do this 3 times a day for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Look, we're all busy. That's for really becoming a meditator. It is important, I think, to spend more time with this. But as an introduction, hey, just take some deep breaths.
Okay. I can do that. I have to breathe anyways. I might as well make it better and more focused as I'm doing it. So moving from, breathing and being centered to what we're putting in our body, what can you eat that can impact your stress levels and your productivity during travel?
Yeah, I think the two mistakes that I see people make when they travel, and we've got some great blogs up on wellwellwell.com about travel, a site about travel wellness, about this, what to eat when you travel, so people can check that out. But the two mistakes I see people make, one is alcohol, that somehow during travel, there just tends to be more drinking for some people. And I think that certainly can derail people's energy and people's mood. That's number one. And then the second are just the carby snacks, and I'm as guilty of anybody as these, that one of the reasons I pack my snacks is, when they come by on the plane, this happened to me yesterday, I'm on the plane with my kids and my wife, and they come by with the cookies and the pretzels and the peanuts, and it's just, it's a little hard to say no if I've got something already. It's really easy to say no, and so I will always try and bring some, either some crunchy vegetables and something tasty like some hummus to dip them in. I feel like airport food has really been upgraded over the last couple of years, just seeing, I get kale in the airport now, Daria. It's great.
Really? Well, that's probably thanks to National Kale Day. The airport's heard about it.
So I try and pack some snacks. My other go-to snacks, I always have a bag of nuts with me. In my briefcase, you'll always find a bag of raw, unroasted, unsalted, either almonds or cashews. I just find those are great. And then I bring a water bottle that, I take with me through security empty, and then I fill up with water on the other side. And so I think the two things that I think people can put more in their body are more water, because you're about to go through a flight, which is very dehydrating, and then more satiating snacks that have more fats and proteins in them and fewer simple carbohydrates.
Okay. And I like that you suggested some things that people can pick up in the, in that store in the airport. They sell those little hummus and pretzel packs now, or, fresh celery and carrots. Grab those, throw them in your bag. You don't have to be prepping at home if you don't have time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's those little things help a lot. And I think also just being aware of eating, that I find a lot of people, especially with a stressful trip and you're racing and missing flights, people can go long stretches without eating anything.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's how you end up bottoming out. So keeping your snacks is really smart. Drew, again, thank you so much for joining us on ShareCare Radio. It was a great segment. You can find Dr. Drew on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram at Drew Ramsey MD, and discover more about Even Hotels and their newest hotel openings this year in New York City at evenhotels.com or facebook.com/evenhotels or Twitter at Even Hotels. Look for our monthly Travel Well segments here on Radio MD. This is Dr. Daria. Thanks for listening and stay well.